I'm Dr. Ranit Mishori. I'm professor of family medicine at the Georgetown University School of Medicine. And today I'm going to talk about the issue of deprescribing. This is a relatively new term. It first appeared in the literature in 2003, and it concerns the overuse or using certain medications for too long, in general, polypharmacy. The definition of deprescribing is the process of withdrawal of an inappropriate medication supervised by a healthcare professional with the goal of managing polypharmacy and improving outcomes. So polypharmacy and potentially inappropriate medications have been associated with many negative health outcomes, including reduced quality of life, adverse drug reactions, addiction, falls, non-adherence, hospitalizations, and mortality. Some people also talk about reduced cost and perhaps even improved patient adherence. There aren't too many studies around on polypharmacy at this point, but those that exist most focus on reducing polypharmacy and the number of medications prescribed, and few have looked at actual clinical outcomes like improved mortality, reduced hospital admissions. So we don't really know that much about the outcomes of deprescribing just yet. A few small studies show that patients actually wanted to take fewer medications, but in reality, we as physicians don't really know how to do it, and we don't do it as much as we perhaps should. Studies looking at physician barriers talk about lack of awareness, so our own insight into the appropriateness of our prescribing and deprescribing. Inertia, so the failure to act despite the awareness of the benefits of deprescribing. And then self-efficacy, so having the skills, the knowledge, the attitudes, and the information to deprescribe. And finally, the feasibility of it, meaning the time and the in practice to do it, and the medical culture influences about deprescribing. Deprescribing, for obvious reasons, should be a shared decision-making process. So we can talk about dose reduction, we can talk about switching to other safer medications, or we can talk about tapering and stopping a medication altogether. How do we do it? First step would be to collect complete and comprehensive medication history that includes supplements and vitamins. We have to assess the patient's adherence to the medications and the overall risk of harm and the benefit for individual, depending on individual patient factors. And we want to talk about the patient's and the caregiver's values and preferences and goals of care surrounding those medication and their continuation. There are drug-related factors that need to be taken into account. Those include polypharmacy, the pill burden, so the medication regimen, drug and drug interactions, and then the use of specific high-risk drugs. Patient factors to consider are life expectancy, cognitive and functional factors of the patient, and then what kind of impairment are the medications causing, from fall risk to comorbidities, multiple prescribers, and palliative care. When we start on this process of deprescribing, we need to figure out which medications are most important to the patient. And then we have to identify the potentially inappropriate medications that they're on and consider medications that they're on without any specific indication. So either the condition has resolved, or we don't know why they're taking it, or there's questionable efficacy of the medication, or it alters the risk in combination with other medications. And then obviously talking about adverse drug reactions and potential for future harm. There are specific tools that we can use for using explicit lists of medications which are inappropriate in older adults. So there's something called the Beers criteria and the Stop criteria. And then when we decide on the medication withdrawal, we need to prioritize what we want to start with first. When is the appropriate time? Any time. But we need to consider the question, a question like, is the medication known to cause withdrawal symptoms? MedStopper.com is a really, really good resource for this. Are we talking about a slow dose reduction prior to an altogether discontinuation? Or you know, what do we know about the benefits versus harms? We need to monitor for the benefits as well as monitoring for the harms of medication withdrawal. We need to plan the tapering or withdrawal process and monitor it with very specific documentation and communications to everybody involved. So the patient, their caregivers, perhaps other clinicians caring for the same patient, and then create a management plan. What symptoms to look for? What is the action plan? What kind of monitoring is required by us? And then who to contact should there be any side effects or withdrawal symptoms? There are several guidelines to hone this process. There's decision support and specific algorithms for PPIs, benzodiazepines, certain antipsychotics, and antihyperglycemics that you can find are very useful at deprescribing.org. And I think there's, at this point, some evidence supporting the benefits and safety of deprescribing, but the body of literature is growing as we speak, although at this point it's not very robust. There are tools out there, and then we just need to be committed to the idea that deprescribing is a good process and then help change the culture of medicine by doing it. Thank you.